This is Rhema for today.
And with or by his stripes I am healed. Now I make the confession that by his stripes I am healed. The disease and its symptoms may not leave my body at once, but I hold fast to my confession, because Hebrews 4:14 tells me to hold fast to my confession. I know that what he has said, he's able to perform.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Faith Classics. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Well, it says that in the Acts of the Apostles, they received the Holy Ghost. They weren't forced into something. They weren't made to do something. They received. Here he said the Holy Ghost is the gift. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And they were all filled. If you stop reading, then they're filled. You have to be filled with the Holy Ghost first. You have to receive the Holy Ghost first. You don't talk in tongues and then confess, but you receive and confess, I have the Holy Ghost, then the speaking with tongues comes. And so I said, now, Lord, I've received him. He's in me. I'm filled. Acts 2:4 said they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And it says they began to speak with the tongue of the Spirit as the Spirit gave them the utterance. Now I said, he's in me. I expect him to give me utterance. I expect him to give me utterance. And I'll speak out what he gives me. Well, about that time, way down here on the inside of me, there were these words. They were strange words. I didn't know what they were. They just seemed to be sort of going around and around in me. Amen. And they just sort of seemed to come up till they got up to my throat. And then for a minute or two, I sort of choked like. That's the reason folks choke, because they don't yield to the Spirit. And so I just started speaking those words out. And I never doubted for a minute. Brother, when I started speaking one or two of them out, instead of me stopping and analyzing it in my mind, I just shut my mind off and just got my voice, my lips and tongue hooked up with my spirit and just began just to pour it out. And I spent an hour and a half just talking in tongues hard and fast as I could. Praise the Lord. Sang three songs in tongues. Went down the street to church talking in tongues. That is, to myself, and didn't talk out loud. Praise the Lord. Well, now, you see, the same thing was true concerning salvation. Same law of faith worked in receiving the Holy Ghost. And I've dealt with thousands. Yes, absolutely, literally thousands of people. Tens of thousands of people, and got across America and in Canada, and gotten them filled with the Holy Ghost through the years. And I use, as a user thing, if they'll stay with me, I get all the chronic folks filled. I had folks, and my best record is one man who had been seeking for 50 years, 1956 in Pomona, California, and he wasn't just some simple-minded somebody, because he had been a college professor, taught mathematics at college level. And he told me that he and his wife went through that Azusa Street Revival in 1906. They had a three-year revival from 1906 to 1909 and had three services a day for 3 years. And he said, I never missed a day of going to at least one service in many days, all three of them. I'd done everything they told me to do. And my wife received the Holy Ghost, but I never received. And all these 50 years, I've never received. But thank God, he did receive the Holy Ghost as we laid hands on him and ministered to him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, now, you see, what he was going to do, really, was hoping he'd get the Holy Ghost. And if he ever did, and talked in tongues, well, then he'd know it, and he's going to confess he's got it. But the law of God is, you believe and confess it's yours, and then it comes into being.
Amen.
Now, the same thing's true concerning in regard to healing. I confess that by his stripes I am healed, and the disease is still in my body. But I confess that. I say, surely he hath borne my sicknesses and carried my pains. Isaiah 53:4, Dr. Isaac Lesser's translation. Surely he hath borne our sicknesses and carried our diseases. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. And then right on into the fifth verse. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of peace is upon him. And with or by his stripes I am healed. Now I make the confession that by his stripes I am healed. The disease and its symptoms may not leave my body at once. But I hold fast to my confession, because Hebrews 4:14 tells me to hold fast to my confession. I know that what he has said, he's able to perform. I know that the Bible said God's own record concerning Abraham in Romans 4:17 through about 4th chapter 17th verse, as you read on down through about the 21st verse, says before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which is spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, believing that what he had promised he is able also to perform. Well, I know that what he has said, he's able to make good. See, that scripture said that's what Abraham did. He considered not his own body, now dead, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, believing that what he had promised, he is able also to perform. I know that what he has said, he is able to make good.
Amen.
I know that I am healed because he said I was healed. Do you ever think about that? God says, I am healed. He said, by his stripes I am healed. Doesn't he?
Amen.
By his stripes.
Amen.
By whose stripes you were healed, Peter said, 1 Peter 2:24. And it makes no difference to me what the symptoms may be in my body. I laugh at them. I think I told you, I was holding a meeting and I was really holding a meeting. Brother Goodwin's here last night. He'd be here again tonight. I was holding a meeting for him and his wife several years ago. And I had some of the most alarming symptoms in my body. And in the nighttime, three nights. I don't know why we'll put up with some things sometimes for a while. We shouldn't, but I did. And this was the third night that I wouldn't be bothered too much at daytime, but nighttime, well, it would become... the symptoms would become such to keep me from sleeping. I think we get busy sometimes with things in the daytime, don't notice some things. And so this is the third night. And so way in the nighttime, I'd been reading. I'd read my Bible or book or something or study some. And it was way past midnight, and so I kept trying to get off sleep, and I couldn't because of the symptoms that held me awake. You know, sometimes you got pain or misery or something, well, it'll just gnaw on you until you can't get off sleep. And related symptoms. But anyway, the devil kept telling me, you're not going to get your healing. You're not going to get healed. You're not going to get healed. And finally, I covered up my head because I didn't want to disturb them, even though they were some distance from my bedroom. And it's wintertime, and this was a number of years ago, not recent time. And I had a blanket, I think, and a light quilt on that bed. And so I just pulled them up over my head, sort of muffled sound, just started laughing. Now, I didn't feel like laughing. I didn't laugh because I felt like it. I just put on one. I made myself laugh. I just started laughing, ha, 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 ha. Now, that's the way it sounded, and that's just about how much spirit it had about it. Ha, 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 ha. I made myself laugh. Ha, 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 ha. And I just kept going on that way. Now, I don't know how long it was because it was dark at night time. I didn't look at the clock. But at times like that, a few seconds seems a long time. I thought maybe it's 10 minutes. I don't know how long. But anywhere, after a while, the devil said, what are you laughing about? And I guess I'd have kept laughing until he did ask me, because I knew he would. What are you laughing about? I said, I'm laughing at you. He said, what are you laughing at me about? I said, you said I'm not going to get my healing. That's right. You're not going to get your healing. This is one time you're not going to get your healing. Instead of answering them, just started laughing again. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. And if I went on as long as it did, it would become monotonous to you. And I guess it became monotonous to Satan because he asked me again, what are you laughing about? I said, I'm laughing at you. And finally, the third time, I laughed again. And the third time, he said, what are you laughing at? I said, I'm laughing at you. You said, I'm not going to get my healing. That's right, you're not going to get it. I said, ha, ha, Satan, I wasn't planning on getting it. What in the world should I have to get it for when Jesus got it for me? I'm not going to get it. I have it. Did you hear me?
Amen.
I said, I have it. I'm not planning on getting my healing. I have it. Why should I have to get it when Jesus got it for me? The Word says, by whose stripes, I said to him, 1 Peter 2:24, by whose stripes ye were healed. I said, if I was healed by his stripes, I am healed now. And I want to tell you, he scurried around there gathering up his belongings and got out of there. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So no matter what the symptoms may be, I laugh at them. And in the name of Jesus, I command the author of disease to leave my body.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We have a special resource package available that we know will be a blessing to you. This package includes Kenneth Hagin's mini book, How to Be a Success in Life, along with Lynette Hagin's Keys to Fulfilling God's Plan USB, featuring 10 powerful MP3 messages. You'll also receive Denise Hagin Burns' Goals for Growth USB. These three great resources are available together for the special package price of just $39. Be sure to take advantage of this special offer and get resources that will encourage you, strengthen your faith, and help you continue growing in God's plan for your life. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Let's join Lynette Hagin and Denise Hagin Bird.
You know, while we're here, I just want to just mention our Kindle the Flame.
Yes.
That comes up in September.
24th through the 26th.
Yeah,
it'll be here before we know it.
I know. Tell them what our theme is.
Yes. So this year, our theme is grace and grit.
Yes.
And, you know, we want to go through life gracefully, but, you know, when those problems come, you have to have grit and determination. And I believe that as women of God, that
yes,
we can have both grace and grit to be successful in life. So save the date, September 24th through the 26th. You don't want to miss it. And register, you can go to rhema.org/KTF.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his teaching, Faith Classics. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.